I'm playing phone tag with your buddy.
I'd like to call the full board regular session Thursday, February 12th, 2015 to order. Second item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Doogie. Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Majak.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith. Toko.
Here.
Vosburg.
Adoption of the agenda that includes the continuing disclosure resolution that was proposed at the Finance Committee meeting, moved by Carabelli, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is adopted. We will add that to the finance agenda. Correspondence from the executive. There's none at this time. The appointment of the Veterans Services Commission. To do this in an organized manner, we will call the roll, and everybody just says the candidate that they choose. It is on page one of the agenda in case you need reference. Call the roll.
Commissioner Brown.
Rice.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Martindale.
Doogie.
Dutcher.
Kleinfeld.
Lytle.
Marino.
Rice.
Majak.
Dutcher.
Miller.
Martindale.
Sabatini. Sauger.
Martindale.
Smith.
Martindale.
Vosburg.
Lopez.
Toko.
Martindale.
Flynn.
Martindale.
Six for Martindale, that's the highest. Two for Dutcher, one for Lopez, two for Lytle, two for Rice.
So nobody has a clear majority out of the commission, so we'll take the...
Every time we take the lowest one.
How are we going to do this? So there's one candidate who has six, which is Martindale. Dutcher has two, Lytle has two, and Rice has two. Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Do that after the fact.
Commissioner Kleinfeld switches her vote to Martindale. Congratulations to Donald Martindale for being appointed as the Veterans Affairs Commission. Committee reports, Health and Human Services, there's no report. It was forwarded to Finance. Government Operations, we'll waive the reading of the minutes without objection. Any, having a motion by the Chair and the Vice Chair, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items carry. Justice and Public Safety, waive the reading of the minutes without objection. Commissioner Miller?
Commissioner Flynn, you and I talked about this, and I just want to inquire about the procedure. I wasn't able to attend the meeting yesterday because I was with Deputy Executive Delden conducting business on behalf of the county. What's the procedure for going about to get an excused absence in that committee?
I was going to bring that up under new business.
Thank you.
And suspend the rules. But moving forward, I've talked to the Chair of Government Operations, and next month we'll bring just a simple proposal, a few sentences or a paragraph about the procedure of when you're actually on official county business and you have an excuse absence, the process for that, so we're not just ad hocing it every month. Having support from the Chair and the Vice Chair, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items carry. Finance, which was just provided to you in the previous meeting. Having a motion by the Chair and the Vice Chair. Any discussion? Commissioner Sabatini?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number five, I had voted no on that. I'd just like that recognized.
On item number five, Commissioner Sabatini votes no. That will be recorded in minutes. Any discussion? Commissioner Vosburg?
Again, all the votes are being carried forward with, in addition to the one just mentioned?
Correct.
Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items carry. No votes will be carried over. Amendment to the 2015 meeting schedule. That was announced at the HHS committee. Need motion and support?
So moved.
Moved by Carabelli, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Commissioner Miller?
I assume that you'll direct staff to do the change of the Google invites.
We absolutely will.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say
aye.
Hold on. Commissioner Sabatini has his finger up, not his hand. Commissioner Sabatini?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've been working with everyone on these scheduling items. I had spoken to Chair Duje on this, and I'm just asking for the July 20th and August 17th, that those either be scheduled at 9 a.m. or 2 p.m.
9 a.m., I know, is a conflict with one commissioner. This 2 p.m., it's the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee. Does 2 p.m.?
We can do it at 2 p.m. If that's
are there any
more grief. I don't know how long those agendas are going to be.
Point of information,
yep.
Mr. Chairman, being that we already adopted this and people adjust their schedule, and I have no problem adjusting this, but being that we had one, if being times have changed and somebody has prior obligations, we've always excused those absences.
For the reserve, those would be reserve dates. Are you open? Commissioner Tocco?
Yes. I don't think the issue is the absence. It's the issue of wanting to be here and hear the presentations.
So is 2 p.m. acceptable, Commissioner? Commissioner Tocco?
Yes.
Okay. So we consider that a friendly amendment? For the July and the August dates. Yeah. Commissioner Sabatini? Okay. That will be added as a friendly amendment. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting schedule will be changed and you will receive Google calendar updates. Under new business, I'd move to have a commissioner move to suspend the rules to excuse the absences of Commissioner Vosburgh this week for her business on SEMCOG and Commissioner Miller for being at the DDA presenting with Deputy Executive Delden. Moved by, well, somebody's got to do that. Moved by suspend the rules by Carabelli, supported by Brown. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The rules are suspended. Now I need a motion. Commissioner?
I excuse the absences of both commissioners for being out on county business.
And for Commissioner Vosburgh, that's Health and Human Services, that's Government Operations, and JPS. And for Commissioner Miller, it is JPS.
Support.
Any supported? Any discussion? Commissioner Kleinfeld?
If I make a determination, manager at this point and discuss county, that county business, I think there has to be a debate on that.
I think you're right.
I will vote to excuse these. Thank you.
Commissioner Sager?
I got to say it anyway. I didn't miss Kathy not being here anyway.
Seeing no more discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any other new business? Just Commissioner Miller?
Just briefly, I want to speak to the meeting that we were at yesterday. Deputy Executive Delden, at my request, went and Gino Delpup went and met with city leaders in Mount Clemens. And, as to provide context, I totally support the downtown revitalization, but I wanted to alert commissioners to an emerging issue that, even though I'm the only commissioner that represents Mount Clemens, I think affects all of us, no matter what district we represent, not only because we work here, but also because we manage employees here. And I don't want to just, I want to, and we can talk about this in greater detail, but I want to just flag what I see as an emerging issue of a really adversarial the potential for an adversarial relationship between the city and the county. While I think that they're pleased that this work is being done to update these buildings, and of course we know the hard work and the detail that is going into this, as well as all that, and we assume that of a certain economic impact, but the sentiment that was expressed yesterday by city leaders, by business leaders, is that far be it from an asset. I think that they view the county and our presence here as a non-quantifiable benefit. I don't think that they see the impact that we believe that they do from having employees here or people coming to visit our services. That said, they're very keenly interested in and have an expectation that some of the work that's being done here will also be done to the external part of the campus, which, as we discussed in the Finance Committee meeting, is not going to be happening as part of this plan. Again, I support the plan. I don't want to see it derailed over this part, but I am going to bring forward a resolution that would kind of be a public statement of our commitment to examine this, because there's a lack of trust there that we are going to revisit this. And Executive Dogan did a great job laying out the intent of the executive, and our intent, I think, is to be good partners with the city. But there's just such a lack of trust there that I think stems back to before any of us were here. Most of us were here. So I'm going to be working on some language. I would appreciate, and it's my intent to move it in tandem with the funding resolution. And we'll just ask commissioners to engage in this to the extent that you're interested in. I hope that we can find 7 votes to support it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And that would be just a resolution of intent. Okay. Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When I was in D.C. this past few days with SEMCOG at the National Association of Regional Council Conference, part of what we did after the conference concluded was meet with our legislators on Capitol Hill. I believe everyone has on their desk a copy of the SEMScope magazine, which includes the platform for the legislative platform for Southeast Michigan Council of Governments. And when you see it, it also, that's the same issues that are important to us as a county. So we did meet with all of the legislators from the 7-county region and even some from farther north and western Michigan. So our message is being shared with many people, and was received well. So thank you.
And just as a reminder, we are having votes on the capital project next Wednesday at the Joint Economic Development, Infrastructure, and Finance Committee, which will be forwarded to the next day's full board meeting. And at the full board meeting, I also, at the end of that meeting, hope to address the organizational plan. Obviously, we're filled with the agendas the next 2 weeks, but that's the next emerging issue that we'll have to deal with as a commission. Seeing no other new business, public participation going once, going twice, going 3 times. Public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Carabelli. Brown.
Present.
Dungy.
Present.
Flynn.
Here.
Kleinfeld. Marino.
Here.
Majak.
Here.
Miller. Sabatini. Sauger.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Toko.
Here.
Vosburgh.
Here.
Motion adjourned by Marino, supported by Miller. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, no problem.